science and technology.
Sports equipment. Getting a leg up. New running shoes could help smash a string of Olympic records.
Platform shoes are back in fashion, at least in athletics. Many of the long-distance runners at the Tokyo Olympics, which begin on July 23rd, would arrive at the starting line sporting footwear with a distinctive, chunky-looking heel. It will be more than just a fashion statement. The new shoes offer such a big performance advantage that critics have described them as technological doping. Running shoemakers have long tried to boost athletic performance, observes Jeff Burns, a biomechanics expert at the University of Michigan. In olden days, a 1% improvement in running economy, the energy taken to travel a given distance, would have impressed. But in 2016, Nike released the first version of its Vaporfly model, which improved running economy by 4%. If that percentage were to translate directly into performance, it would knock about 5 minutes off an elite male's marathon time. In practice, as Dr. Burns observes, it wouldn't quite do that. A marathon improvement of around 90 seconds would be a more realistic expectation. But Vaporfly and its successors have helped athletes smash a string of records. On June 6th, Sifan Hassan, a Dutch runner, completed a women's 10,000 meters race in 29 minutes and 6.82 seconds, beating a record set in 2016. 2 days later, she was overtaken by Letisenbet Gidai, an Ethiopian, who clocked 29 minutes and 1.03 seconds. In 2019, Eliud Kipchoge, a Kenyan, became the first to run, albeit in an unofficial event, a marathon's distance of 42.195 kilometres in under 2 hours. The same weekend, Brigid Kosgei, another Kenyan, broke a women's marathon record that had stood for 16 years. Scientists are still puzzling over exactly how the shoes work. The soles are made of a new type of foam that offers an unprecedented mix of resilience and squidginess, according to Dr. Burns. This returns around 80% of the energy from each strike of a runner's foot. The carbon fiber plate may help by stiffening the midsole and possibly by altering a runner's gait. By cushioning a runner's bones, muscles, and ligaments from repetitive impacts, the shoes may even help athletes train harder than they otherwise could. All that is great news for Nike, which sells the Vaporfly and its successors for around $250 each. Rival manufacturers now offer similar shoes of their own. Whether it is good for the sport is another question. Different sports have different tolerances for technological assistance. Running tends towards the conservative end of the spectrum. In January 2020, World Athletics, the governing body of international athletics, passed new rules limiting the thickness of a road shoe's sole to 40 millimeters. Meanwhile, Nike appears to have shelved plans to deploy high-tech shoes designed for sprinters at the Tokyo Games, possibly because they did not comply with regulations either. But if they, or a rival manufacturer, have worked out a way around that problem, there could be fireworks in the sprints too.